Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist.
There's a voice. On calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Champions, this is the playlist. That was Muse, and this one I'm getting out of the way as early as I can.
Lieutenant, we're repelled.
as we know it, not as we know it. It's light, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. It's Captain. Life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, Jim.
Starship Captain James T. Kirk.
Ah, we come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace, shoot to kill, men.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Scrape them off, Jim.
Star Trekking across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
Oh, we come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace, shoot to kill, Scotty, beam me up.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow,
bow. You kinda change your script, Jim, I'll see you, Jimmy.
It's worse than that, it's physics, Jim.
Bridge to engine room, warp factor 9.
I'll give it, give it any more, Jim.
That was The Firm with Star Trekking here on the playlist on labr.online Love a Brother Radio. Welcome along to this week's adventure in space, not time. The theme this week is space. I'll come back to that shortly as to why it's like that. Anyway, that was The Firm with Star Trekking from 1987. And I remember being 7 years old and thinking that was the height of artistic endeavour. That was the best song ever made. And I was right, obviously. That was suggested this week by Haley and subsequently by White Wolf as well, by Gary. But Haley wanted me to point out that she got in there first. And she's right, she did. Ahead of that was Muse with Supermassive Black Hole. I think perfectly encapsulating this week's theme of space. And this one, as suggested by Rollo Treadway, had me in knots because I'll tell you afterwards, but this is public service broadcasting.
This is Moscow. This is Moscow calling. On the 12th of April, the Soviet Union orbited a spaceship around the Earth with a man on board. The astronaut is a Soviet citizen, Major Gagarin Yuri Alekseyevich.
Cosmonaut. The first to open the door into the unknown. The first to step over the threshold of our homeland.
him and love him.
Yep, got it.
Was it hazardous? Yes, it was. The first strides into the unknown were about to be made.
The study, beauty, and ecstasy.
The hero who blazed the trail to the stars.
One of us was with Yuri Gagarin as he orbited the Earth 190 miles above us.
Astronaut to Earth. I can see forests, rivers, cumulus clouds all around. Everything's so beautiful. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Well, I think that more than made up for Star Trek, and don't you? That was Public Service Broadcasting with Gagarin, taken from the Race for Space album from 2015, which I could have chosen anything off of that record, and I very nearly chose Go. Now, Rollo Treadway on Mastodon suggested that track, and I went with it. I went with his suggestion, but I was on a knife edge, because he also suggested that I could just play anything from the album, and so I was very close to playing Go, because it's such a great track, but I thought no, because Gagarin is funky as all hell, and what more do you need than funky here on the playlist? Thank you very much for joining me again this week. I am Darren, this is labr.online, Lover Brother Radio, and I'm here for the next couple of hours to bring you tunes based around a given theme, and the theme this week is space, and this is a good thing, because in fact, do you know what, I'm going to tell you why, this is why the theme is space, but I'm not going to keep saying it like that.
I'm escaping to the one place that hasn't been corrupted by capitalism. Space. I'm escaping to the one place that hasn't been corrupted by capitalism. Space!
I always forget that you don't have to press stop, it just automatically stops. Anyway, that's why. Oh god, we're off to a magnificent start here on the playlist. Thank you very much for joining me, all you Live Clives out there tuning in, fresh and in person. It's always nice to hear you, and hello to the tardy McCarthys who will be tuning in on the streaming services later on. Tonight absolutely ram jam full of cracking tunes. Coming up, I've got some Cannabis, I've got Lou Reed, I've got BTS, Tasmin Archer. In the second hour of the show, I'm going to have you some Calexico, some Dubstar, some Quickspace, Jonathan Coulton, a whole slew of incredible tracks. But I will crack on with some more songs now. This is Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark with Walking on the Milky Way.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
My old clothes got myself a bit of wardrobe. I got something to say.
obviously that was Kylie Minogue with Spinning Around. That was a suggestion from Davey Bot, who threw some really quite out there suggestions at me, and I read them. He sent them over on Saturday, and I read them. I was kind of tired on Saturday afternoon. I read it. I was like, "What? None of these have anything to do with the theme." And I couldn't. And it wasn't until I thought I'll put it away. I'll favorite the post, and I'll put it away, and I'll come back to it again tomorrow when I'm actually putting it together. And then I realized that all of them were based around what it would be like in space. So like Bjork's It's Oh So Quiet, Tom Petty's Free Falling, Kylie Minogue's Spinning Around. And I'm not a smart man. I am, however, Darren here on labr.online. This is The Playlist. Thank you very much for joining me on this fine day. Hopefully it's a fine day where you are. It's still absolutely glorious out there for us, and in fact it's a little bit too hot, quite frankly. So the theme this week is of course space, and all the tracks tonight are space themed. They're all around the idea of space, but as ever with the playlist, some of them are basically cheating, but it doesn't matter because all of them are great. And that includes this next one, which I had a couple of people suggesting this, but kind of only obliquely, on account of they assumed that everybody had already suggested it, when that actually wasn't true. So Sharon Gascoigne, and another one for you, Davey Bot. This one's for you.
Mr. Spock.
I'm escaping to the one place that hasn't been corrupted by capitalism. Space!
Approximately 50 years ago, under the direction of President Harry Truman and in the interest of national security, a group of 12 top military scientific personnel were established. This group's primary objective was to desensitize us to the truth and to suppress the material evidence that our planet is being visited by a group of extraterrestrial biological entities called the Greys.
Tune in to Channel Zero. 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 Tune in to Channel Zero.
Yo, sometimes the road to the truth is so elusive, it's confusing, and reality becomes illusion. If I showed the masses where we was at and where we was going, I'd shatter the social balance of the world as we know it. I'm talking about the grand deception of 1947, when our souls were sold to the heavens for technologically advanced weapons, crystal enhanced brain implants and mind control methods. MJ-12 is not majestic, and the focal point of our problems on this planet are not domestic. You can accept it or be stupid and be a skeptic, and fail to recognize the secret society's death. 97% of our presidents were masons, responsible for laundering trillions of dollars from the nation for the construction of underground military installations, abductions and cattle mutilations, experiments on human patients to take place in several subterranean bases, 150 stories below a basement with knowledge of genetic information. You need to fear science, not Satan, cause through the manipulation of certain biological agents, they create strange creations, top secret special operations, low frequency sounds and lasers. People like Carl Sagan that didn't believe in the Drake equation were trying to keep Western civilization on a need-to-know basis. Well, you need to know that this is a game, and we're being portrayed and played in the worst
tune
way.
Tune in to Channel Zero. Tune in to Channel Zero. Tune in to Channel Zero. Tune in to Channel Zero.
From Genesis 1:26 says, let us make man in our image under our likeness. First of all, who's they? You see, if God was truly a single entity, that's not what he would say. We, as the Elohim, gods and goddesses, possess a marvelously monstrous subconscious, life forms to speak in very high-pitched sounds and squeaks, short staccato clicks and beeps, a highly advanced form of speech. Even though to us it seems like they only chatter in their teeth, they used to swim deep in the oceans beneath, till their fins transformed into limbs and they started to creep. Then they evolved into mammals with feet and walked right from the shorelines onto the beach. They use gravity, cause it's actually the only force around that could slow time and the speed of light down. The energy grid network opened the gateway from Earth to any point in the universe. Living organisms in various geomagnetic gravitational anomaly areas. Space expedition teams in the lunar regions reported seeing scissor pyramids and tetrahedrons. Liquid-filled shoes is what they use to walk across the moon without leaving a clue of where they've been for the past 23 billion years. Before life on the surface even appeared, I hope you become aware what I'm spitting in your ear was intended to stimulate your left brain's hemisphere. I know it sounds weird, all these motherfucking answers and questions to the grand deception.
Tune in to Channel Zero. 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 Tune in to Channel Zero.
That was Cannibus with Channel Zero, taken from the Can I Bus record from 1998. I have to admit, that one is completely new to me. I'd never heard of that act before. But as I say every week, that's the beauty of this show. That's the beauty of being here on the playlist. I'm Darren, by the way. This is the playlist. I'll stop announcing that in every link, I guess, at some point. But I just want everybody to know where they are. You are listening to labr.online, Love a Brother Radio. Thank you very much for coming along. Yeah, that was Cannibus, Channel Zero from 1998. It's got that really lovely... I used to know what the sample was, but there's that kind of thing going on over there that is in like every decent quality 90s hip-hop track has that, like West Coast, I guess it is. I'm not really up on my hip-hop too much, but... I do know that that sound is in so much good stuff, and I love it. And it just, I don't know, it's like a nostalgia blast from a song that I'd never heard until it was suggested to me a couple of days ago. So, suggested, by the way, by the Bread Monkey, Ben. Thank you very much for throwing that in. Much appreciated. That is an album that I'm going to go back and listen to, actually. I say that every week, and I guess this week is that album. Well, that is the album this week. Doesn't matter. This one was suggested by the absolutely magnificently named Two Clowns Eating on Mastodon. Matt to his mother, I believe. But this one is The Martian with Sex in Zero Gravity. We'll be right back.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Got to know that I was just making some shapes there. I bust out the white gloves and the glow sticks. I was Big Fish, Little Fish cardboard boxing all over the dining room at studio. I'm Darren. This is the playlist you're listening to, labr.online. Tonight's theme is space, and thank you very much to White Wolf Gary for suggesting that one. Would a space themed radio show really be such without playing Outer Space by The Prodigy? I didn't even need to back announce that. Literally everybody listening knows what that was. But in case you didn't, that was taken from Experience from 1992. And if you've never heard that record, you should go back and listen to it because it's an absolute banger. And if you haven't listened to it for a while, you should go back and listen to it because it's an absolute banger. So thank you very much for joining me this evening. I've got a significant number of live Clives listening in. Which is very, very nice indeed. Hello to Sod's Lawyer, to Nikki, to Ben, to Emma, to Brother Soul is there in the chat room on stream.labr.online. Sharon B, Davey Bot, Revian, I believe, is listening in, and so on and so forth. It's a veritable party here on the playlist. And every good party needs a BTS track, so thank you very much to a metonym for suggesting this one.
Yeah. 널 돌고 변한 건 없지만 사랑의 이름이 없다면 모든 게 변한 거야. 넌 정말로 에리스를 찾아낸 걸까 말해. 내가 저탈보다 못한 건 뭐야. 어스는 유의 복수형의 꿈. 어쩌면 거기 처음부터는 없었던 거야. 언젠가 너도 이 말을 이해하겠지. 나의 계절은 언제나 너였어. 내 차가운 심장은 영하 248도. 네가 날 지운 그날 멈췄어.
솔직히 말해 네가 없던 1년쯤 yeah. 또 놈의 흔히 말하는 미련도 yeah. 어떤 지난 날 이젠 깜빡. 네 향기 따윈 기억도 하나 잠깐. 근데 어디선가 맡아봤던 향수인데 기억이 어렴풋이 피어나듯 해. 저기 고개를 돌려보니 환하게 웃으며 다가오는 네 옆엔 그 안녕.
어떻게 지내?
나는 뭐 잘 지내. 왠지 터질 듯한 내 심장과는 달리 이 순간 온도는 영하 238.
Playlist.
Wasn't that absolutely gorgeous? That was Polly with Starlight, Starlight, suggested by Selena from the 2019 record Flowers. So thanks for suggesting that, Selena, via the conduit of Alan Beardy Foxy over on Mastodon. Yeah, that was really lovely. It was a really pretty tune. I enjoyed that. And ahead of that was some up-and-coming young lads from Korea South, I believe. BTS with 134340 from 2018's Love Yourself and I Do. By all accounts, 134340 is the scientific code name for Pluto. Do you remember what used to be a planet and is now no longer? Poor Pluto. We'll return to the subject of Pluto later on. In the meantime, this one, as suggested... Oh, and by the way, that BTS track was suggested by a metonym, who was pleased to finally get a BTS suggestion here on the playlist. This next one was suggested by the Bread Monkey, so thank you very much for that, because it took me right back. Enjoy.
With my friends, dance till the night away, it's like the party never ends. Then again, we don't want it to stop, cause tonight's the night. It goes sweatbox, laser beam, flashing lights. Wild cards, men from Mars, dressed in stars and stripes. Hectic, electric, ladies of the evening, drinking booze and mingling. Mashing to the music, I could do anything. Freaky deaky stars, speckles and pink butterflies. And life is nice, so nice. I walk into a club and I found paradise. I'm seeing stars, I can't believe my eyes.
I'm seeing stars.
Oh my, starry eyes, surprise. Sundown to sunrise, dance all night. We gonna dance all night, dance all night to this DJ. I should go dance all night to this DJ. Oh my, starry eyes, surprise. Sundown to sunrise, dance all night. We gonna dance all night, dance all night to this DJ. I should go dance all night to this DJ. Dance all night to this DJ. I love a dance all night to this DJ. Now the record always spins on the trails we blaze. The walls are closing in, but that's okay, cause I've been waiting all week to feel this way. And it feels so good, so good. I'm on top of the world, the coolest kid in the neighborhood. So let me be a star for one night, that's right. Sweatbox, laser beam, flashing lights. You got to feel the rush, feel the spice of life. Thug life, shifty rolls of dice. Snake eyes, surprise, eyes in, mesmerizing. The minds are sick ones, cause what we are is victims of fun. Come on, come on, the fun has just begun. Come on, the fun has just begun. Starry eyes, surprise. Sundown to sunrise. Dance all night. We gonna dance all night. Dance all night to this DJ. I should go dance all night to this DJ. Oh my, starry eyes, surprise. Sundown to sunrise. Dance all night. We gonna dance all night. Dance all night to this DJ. I should go dance all night to this DJ. Dance all night to this DJ. I love a dance all night to this DJ.
Space.
of love. Satellites gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. Satellites gone way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with parking cars. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love.
I'd like to slightly apologise to Revian for this one. He suggested Satellite of Love by Lou Reed, but I don't think he had this one in mind. But this one bangs, so I went with it. Ahead of that was Oakenfold, Shifty Shell Shock, and Crazy Town. Oh boy, remember Crazy Town? Those were crazy days. That was Starry-Eyed Surprise, suggested by the Bread Monkey, Ben. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much to Revian for Lou Reed. This one is Tasmin Archer.
I blame you for the moonlit nights when I wonder why are the seas still dry. Don't blame me, sleeping satellite. Did we fly to the moon too soon? Did we squander the chance in the rush of the race? The reason we chase is lost in romance, and still we try. Thank you.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
Taken from 1994's debut album Trailer, that was Ash, Jack Names the Planets. This is the playlist. You are listening to LABR.online. And this is Creedence.
Let's go.
loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Tell him some. Tell him some. Tell him some. Tell him some.
Is mapping every star she sees. 'Cause Captain Chaz expects to navigate more easily. They say that the doctor never knew the
Fiction with Purple Majesty. And what has that got to do with Space, I Hear You Cry? Well, the album it was from is Space Rock Opera that came out earlier this year, and that was suggested by the absolutely spectacularly named Bez Lightyear over on Mastodon. Bez Lightyear, and his avatar is exactly what you expect it to be. Go and look him up, Bez_Lightyear. I can't remember what server he's on. Just search him up, you'll find him probably. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. Thank you very much for joining me here on the streams on labr.online. This is Lover Brother Radio, and I'm here for another 50 minutes, give or take. And I have about 4,000 hours worth of music, as happens every week. Actually, I wanted to a quick point of note about this week's show. This is the 8th week, I think, I've done this for Lover Brother Radio. And this is the first week where literally every single track I'm playing tonight has been suggested by one of you guys out there. Which, quite frankly, is astonishing. I've had some input, obviously. But every single track I'm playing tonight is one that has been suggested by you. And I'm blown away, quite frankly, by the input that I'm getting from out there in the Fediverse and all you guys online. It's genuinely heartwarming, and I really look forward to my Monday night jaunts across the airwaves. So thank you very much for all your help. I'm going to shut up now and play some more tunes. This was suggested by Sod's Lawyer, who I know is listening in, so thank you very much for suggesting this, because it's rocking great. Sorry. This is Quick Space with Coca Lola. That was Quick Space with Coca Lola, taken from 1998's record Precious Falling, and that was hilariously up my strasse. Very, very enjoyable. Very much into that, so thank you very much for suggesting that, Sod's Lawyer, who thanked me on Mastodon. You don't have to thank me. I'm thanking you. You're doing all the work for me. I'm just yapping into a microphone and finding the tracks via my usual sources. Right, this next one, it's 2.5, about 2 minutes 42 seconds, right? And during the course of the next 2 minutes and 42 seconds, I want as many people as possible to contact me to tell me why they think this song is in the playlist this week. There's one person out there who's not allowed to contact me and tell me, because they were the one who actually told me in the first place, for they were the one that suggested it. This is Chuck Berry. big ups, as the kids are saying, to Sod's lawyer Davey Bott and Haley for all knowing why that song was included in tonight's playlist. And big ups indeed to Emma in These Heels on Mastodon for telling me that that track is one of the few pop songs, in fact I think the only pop song on that record, that is in space. It was on the 1977 Voyager gold disc. So there you go. That's the only song I'm playing tonight that is actually floating in space. Yeah. And it's a banger, so noise. This is the playlist. I'm Darren. I'm going to shut up and play some more tracks. This one was suggested by Sharon Gascoigne. Thank you very much, Sharon. Your suggestions are excellent, as always. This is Julian Cope. Cheeky Julian Cope there with his couple of false endings, making me jump. Too old to be made to jump. I'm too tired. It's Monday evening for me. Damn it, I'm old. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you very much for listening. Yeah, that was Space Hopper by Julian Cope, taken from St. Julian from 1987. Thank you very much to Sharon Gascoigne for suggesting that one for tonight's theme. Tonight's theme is space.
I'm escaping to the one place that hasn't been corrupted by capitalism. Space!
Does anybody else out there actually know who that is? I know Haley, listening in, knows who that is. Surely everybody knows who that is, right? If you do know, tell me. Because I know, obviously. And I think it's one of the single finest line deliveries in the history of acting. It's from a video game as well. It's great. I love it so much. Anyway, this next one was suggested by Tattooed Mummy, And this is Wings with Venus and Mars / Rock Show.
Sitting in the stand of the sports arena, waiting for the show to begin. Red lights, green lights, strawberry wine. A good friend of mine follows the stars. Venus and Mars are all right.
Tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Walking through the dark.
days of sorrow pass on by. Outside birds are singing, flowers start to bud. The vines have nearly covered the place we used to rest.
Forgotten and forsaken, the day my love left. Sweeping up the ashes, scattered by the wind.
Moon never rises, stars don't shine.
Calexico, Moon Never Rises, taken from 2015's Edge of the Sun. That was suggested by Shiviness. Thank you very much to you out there, Shiviness / Andrew. Very good suggestion. I like Calexico. I can't say that I know all of their stuff inside out, but everything I've heard by Calexico has been really good. So maybe I should know their stuff inside out. Maybe I should. Big ups, as the youth are saying, to Emma, who knew that the sound that I'm playing, this one.
I'm escaping to the one place that hasn't been corrupted by capitalism. Space!
Is, of course, the mighty Tim Curry from, is it Command & Conquer Red Alert? I think that's the game. It's the most ridiculous line read I've ever heard, and I love it enormously. It is perfect and cannot be improved in any single way at all. So thank you very much to the glorious Tim Curry for giving us that slice of lovely. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to labr.online, Love a Brother Radio. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. I'm here for just under another half an hour, and then I'm off to bed. So I'm going to play some more tracks. In particular, I've very much been looking forward to playing this next one, actually, because as I said to Nikki, who suggested it, this one gave me a Proustian whiplash. There was so much nostalgia in it. This one is Dubstar with Stars.
Given time to know these songs and to sing.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Another lovely suggestion from Selena. That was Choo Choo, not Choo Choo, C-H-O-O, like a train. Choo Choo, I suppose it is. C-H-O-U, C-H-O-U, all one word, with Voyager. Again, that one fits the theme tonight because it was taken from the 2019 record, Hello Astronauts. So there you go. Thank you very much for selecting some very chilled tracks tonight, Selena. Nothing but big things. I know that Alan and Selena are unable to listen. They are unable to be live Clives this evening, or today, should I say, because, you know, if you're listening somewhere else, it might not be evening. But they will, of course, be late Kates or tardy McCarthy's, depending on their requirement. But no, that was lovely. It was Chushu with Voyager, and I really enjoyed that. It was just a nice little chill out. And the head of that, suggested by Nikki Lear over on Mastodon, was Dubstar with Stars, which just whipped me right back to 1995 and hearing that on, almost certainly it was a Q or a Select magazine cover mount CD. Just astonishingly beautiful stuff. Love it so much. In fact, I was loving it so much that I forgot to queue up the next track, and managed to scrabble to do it in the last 15 seconds because I am a consummate professional here on the playlist on Lover Brother Radio, labr.online, suggested by... Oh, actually, this is another one suggested by Nikki Lear. So thanks for your hard suggestions tonight, Nikki. This is the Water Boys.
Hey.
Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition,
1.
And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade.
different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
Obviously, that was David Bowie, Space Oddity.
Space
Oddity. That was suggested by Haley and Revian. Well, Revian actually suggested that I play Chris Hadfield's version of that because he recorded it in space while he was on the ISS. But Haley had already suggested the original Bowie version. And I live with Haley, and therefore I must play their suggestions wherever they come in. So hopefully, to placate you a little bit, I've got another track coming up in the second Revian. Ahead of Bowie was The Waterboys, The Hole of the Moon, written by Mike Scott after a workman in a white van showed him his arse. For you, Revian, this one is Bare Naked Ladies and Chris Hadfield. One was down on Earth, the other was up in the ISS, and they sang this song together, and it is lovely.
Wires, turn the key and light the fire. We're leaving Earth today. This rocket's burning bright. We'll soon be out of sight and orbiting in space. Push back in my seat. Look out my window, there goes home. That ball of shiny blue houses everybody anybody ever knew. So sing your song, I'm listening. Out where stars are kissing, I can hear your voices bouncing off the moon. If you could see our nation from the International Space Station, you know why I wanna get back soon. 18
fueled by science and solar power. The ocean's racing past. At half a thousand tons, 90 minutes moon to sun, a bullet can't go half this fast. Floating from my seat, look out my window, there goes home. That brilliant ball of blue is where I'm from and also where I'm going to. So sing your song, I'm listening. Out where stars are glistening, I can hear your voices bouncing off the moon. If you could see our nation from the International Space Station, you know why I wanna get back soon. All black and white just fades to gray. Where the sun rises 16 times a day. You can't make out borders from up here. Just a spinning ball within a tiny atmosphere. Push back in my seat. Look out my window, here comes home. What once was fueled by fear now has 50 nations orbiting together here. So sing your song, I'm listening. Out where stars are glistening, I can hear your voices bouncing off the moon. If you could see our nation from the International Space Station, you know why I wanna get back soon. You know why I wanna get back soon. You know why I wanna get back soon. Yeah, you know why I wanna get back soon. You know why I wanna get back soon.
Wasn't that lovely? That was Bare Naked Ladies with Chris Hadfield with ISS, brackets, Is Somebody Singing? Now, it's a really lovely track. Don't get me wrong, I do genuinely enjoy that song. But if you go to YouTube and search out the video for it, it will blow your mind that Hadfield, Chris Hadfield, was up on the ISS singing that live with the Bare Naked Ladies. And somehow they managed to overcome the lag between the I genuinely can't wrap my head around how they managed that. It's absolutely incredible. Go and find it on YouTube. It's brilliant. I'll post the link up on my socials in short order. Anyway, that's about all I have time for tonight. So thank you very much to everybody for joining me tonight. It's been an absolute delight and an absolute pleasure. I will be back once again next week for more of the same faffery and nonsense here on labr.online. Lover Brother Radio. Thank you very much, everybody. I love you all enormously. All of your names will be chiseled onto the plinth of champions. I'll catch you next week. This is Spiritualized.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're floating in space. Giant step each day.
place that hasn't been corrupted by capitalism. Space!